broadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers Pregame Show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Two straight weeks of Woodpeckers baseball in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina begins tonight. It is the opener between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. The Lone Star Series, the big league level, makes its way to the Carolina League. The Astros and the Rangers affiliates get ready for a 6:05 pitch tonight at Segra. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers radio booth. I'm Andrew Chapman. We will be joined by Colin Casey for first pitch, and you are listening, watching live to Woodpeckers baseball on the Woodpeckers Radio Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, our video feed available on Bally Live and MILB.TV. A matchup between a couple of out-of-division opponents, Fayetteville hosting Down East for the second time this year. The Woodpeckers coming off a historic win on Sunday, 18 runs, 21 hits, both franchise records. And tonight, another record to watch as Jackson Lofton tries to become the single-season stolen base leader in Woodpeckers franchise history. We will dive into much, much more regarding that and the preview of tonight's game with manager Ricky Rivera in our pregame conversation. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and come back with the manager who is celebrating his 30th birthday today. Ricky Rivera joins the show next right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Everybody, down into the manager's office. This is the Woodpeckers pregame show. The Peckers are back at home for 13 straight games over the next 14 days. Long homestand upcoming, and tonight it's game one between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Andrew Chapman with Colin Casey getting ready to call the action. We're here with the skipper, Ricky Rivera. He's shoe shopping right now. He's adding to a very vast collection of Nikes and other things. What are we adding to the collection today, Ricky?
I'm looking at some John Morants. That might go well with our Copa uniform.
Hey, there you go. You got a color for every uniform combo. I just got to look at the Star Wars unis that are coming up on Saturday night. They've got a Darth Maul look to them, and they're pretty sweet. So get ready to break out the red Nikes. Let's talk about a fun road trip out in Lynchburg, Virginia. First time the Woodpeckers have gone up there since 2019. And after a tough loss on Friday night, you guys bounced back with wins Saturday and Sunday to split that series. And Sunday was an odd day. I know some of the power was out in the ballpark, but boy, you guys fought right through it and put up a huge number on the scoreboard that nobody was actually able to see. But it was an 18-3 win, franchise record runs, hits. How fun are those games to manage and watch your guys go to bat and pick up so many hits? And what's the vibe like in the dugout for a win like that?
Well, obviously, we go into Sunday. There's no power in the field, no scoreboard, no video, no nothing. So I told the guys, you got to create your own energy, kind of something that we've been preaching since day one, but especially on that day. And to answer your question, I don't really manage in those games because, I mean, the guys are just running from second to home, and home to home. You know, we had so many extra base hits. We had four or five home runs, I believe. So at that point, it's just keeping everybody locked in, you know, don't play the scoreboard, keep playing the game, obviously while respecting our opponents and not doing anything stupid, but we're putting ourselves in a spot, with any of that stuff, but just, you know, it's tough at times, as easy as it looks on the scoreboard, it's tough at times for like pitchers to stay locked in an 18-3 game, you know, it's tough for position players to stay locked in. So our job is just, you know, keep the guys locked in, and that's something this group does really good throughout the year.
And Ricky, of course, the 18 runs on 21 hits, both franchise records, are great to see. But I think more impressively were 1 through 9. Everyone in that lineup had multiple hits. That's got to be something you love to see as a manager, is seeing everyone 1 through 9 producing on a Sunday game like that.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, it's awesome. We're a little bit banged up with injuries and stuff like that, you know, so you go into that game, obviously trying to keep everybody healthy and letting them play free, but, you know, you got to be cautious and whatnot, and the guys, I mean, just took the challenge presented in front of us, which was obviously no power, no fans there. I mean, it was just a dead atmosphere, and the guys didn't let that matter for them, didn't let that carry onto the field, and just put out a good performance. So obviously we swung it well 1 through 9. Everybody scored runs, everybody hit, besides Lofton didn't score a run, so I was giving him crap all day Sunday because he's actually our leadoff, and he's been pretty good as a leadoff guy for us, kind of filling in that role that Zach left, and didn't score a run Sunday. We scored 18.
Yeah, we'll get into Lofton in just a minute, because he obviously has some history behind him coming into this homestand. Just to highlight a couple other guys in that lineup, though, Ricky, from last week. John Garcia, he put up some of the best numbers of all Carolina League hitters last year. Colin, what'd you say his RBI totals out over the last 10 games?
He's driven in 15 runs over the last 10.
Last 10. And Garrett McGowan hitting the Grand Slam on Sunday. Those are a couple guys who have been working hard to put it together at the plate this year. Now they're starting to see a little bit of success. What type of confidence do you see in them after a good offensive week where they were able to really come up with some big hits, and McGowan especially going deep with a granny?
Well, those are two guys that, like much of our roster, that regardless when they're going good or bad, it's the same guy that's showing up to the field every day to work, and especially John Garcia. I mean, McGowan, we've seen him last year, you know. You guys had him for an extended period of time. John kind of came in at the end, you know, still adjusting, a guy that really, really performed at the D1 collegiate baseball level. Obviously, we know about his elite defensive skill set. Offensively, still working through some stuff, trying to put it together at the plate, you know, and it takes time. They're still kids. It takes time. But John is a kid that we've empowered. We've kind of let him, you know, be a leader. Let him take his catching into the dugout and the team chemistry aspect of things, and he's a guy that shows up every day, man. He can go 0-4 and 4-4, and he's, you know, dancing to Dominican Dembo in the dugout in the clubhouse every day. Like, you would never be able to tell, and I think he's one of those guys that doesn't take for granted being a professional baseball player, and I'm glad he's seeing the success at the plate.
And you know, Luis Baez is another guy we got to talk about. He's the newest ball player on the scene, and he's made a statement right away out in Fayetteville. His first game on a Sunday, he had a nice catch in the outfield, picked up a double. He had 6 doubles over 4 games to get his full season baseball career started. And already you see some national baseball writers saying, "Hey, look out for this Luis Baez kid. You know, he's this secret weapon in the Astros system." What's impressed you most about working with him in the past, and then seeing him was there a little bit of overlap between FCL and here? Had you coached him prior to him coming to Fayetteville? What really stands out to you about Luis Baez?
So Baez, I only had him for instructs last year for instructional league, and he came in, was super shy, kind of just like baby faced, like, I don't know, I couldn't get a read on him because he was so shy. And I speak his language. I speak Spanish, so I was, like, trying to connect. But, I mean, it's been super impressive seeing him mature, you know. I saw him in spring training a little bit, put on a good show there. Obviously, in the FCL, put on a show. He's gotten up here. He's done well. But it's really impressive to see the quiet confidence he carries himself with every single at-bat, regardless of result. And also how important it is to him to control the zone. He doesn't chase often, and he knows when he does, you know, they're going to keep expanding with a guy like that. And he understands that. So even when he chases, he goes right back, takes his time, whatever, refocus, and stays in the zone. It's been a good showing by him. Obviously, we saw him in the FCL hit a bunch of home runs. I told him only grown men hit home runs here. So he had pretty impressive BP today and let me know that he could still hit it out. But I just want him to make, you know, good decisions in the zone like he's been doing and keep hitting the ball hard. And he'll land 10, 15 easy. I mean, he's got big man juice.
I know he took over the number 15 from Ryan Clifford, who wore it earlier in the year, another teenager that has shown a lot of promise in the Astros system. Are there some similarities you see between those two, albeit different players, different positions, but do you see some similarities in the maturity between what you saw from Clifford earlier in the year and what you see from Baez now?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, both guys, again, not to keep saying the same thing, but both guys really, really control the zone. So, like, it makes it so hard on pitchers when guys are laying off those marginal pitches. And umpires, for the most part this year, I think they've been really, really good about, you know, staying with their zone, and our hitters have been adjusting to it. And Bias is a guy that just doesn't chase much, you know. Like, he'll chase here and there, but, like, since he got here from about one to about whatever he is right now, he just hasn't really expanded out of the zone unless he's had to with two strikes or stuff like that. And I think that's something that they both have in common. And obviously, I mean, both can hit the ball 110, 112 miles an hour, you know, so they can hit the ball pretty far.
Last thing here, Ricky, as we mentioned, Jackson Lofton a little bit earlier, 36 stolen bases is what he's sitting on right now. That ties Miles Straw for the franchise record. One more here at home over the next 13 games. I think there's a chance he might get it. He'll have the new single season record. He's a guy, like you mentioned, who's filled that leadoff role really nice since the departure of Zach Cole, with his ability to get on base and then the speed that he has. Is he one of those players that you kind of let forge his own path on the bases, or are you communicating with him a lot over on the third base side? You know, what is it about his speed that makes this lineup dangerous right at the top?
Well, Dylan Mazzo puts together a pre-game plan for base running and kind of, you know, gives us a scouting report and gets the guys ready, and he's one of the guys that takes that to heart. You know, like, Lofton's a guy that you walk in the clubhouse and he's watching those videos before the game, you know, picking up on tendencies, whether it's pitching tendencies, whether it's pick tendencies, whether it's tendencies of what he does to pitch to the plate, what pitches he uses and stuff like that. He takes pride in all that stuff. And, I mean, at the beginning I was like, he's just going first pitch, you know, every time. And a lot of times he is, but he has a plan, you know. Like, Bias is hitting behind him, so he knows probably breaking ball's coming early. You know, whether it's catcher setup, whatever it is, he's done a good job. And he's only been picked off once, so it's not like he's taken outrageous leads and taken off, you know. It's a guy that's controlled the base paths and been, like, one of the best base runners, not just here, but the whole org. So it's been really cool, and I'm excited for the guys to celebrate with him once he gets that record, because it's a kid that obviously hasn't had the luck he's wanted at the plate, but he still found ways to impact the game and impact this team.
Yeah, that's some great insight about Lofton, not just running to run, but also some studying and some real purpose behind what he's been doing on the bases this year. Well, Ricky, good luck this week. Always nice to kind of be home, sleeping in your own bed, getting into a routine here in Fayetteville. We'll be calling the action the next 13 games, and some good weather ahead as well. It's going to be hot out there, so try and stay cool.
Yeah, we'll stay cool if we can win.
All right, Ricky Rivera with us on the Woodpeckers pregame show. First pitch coming up next between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He is driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
The first pitch of our ball game out in downtown Fayetteville. Second pitch of the night lifted out into center field for Jackson Lofton, who recedes towards the start of the warning track and makes the catch, a fly out for Griffin Chaney in the first at-bat of our ball game. So one out recorded by Luis Angel Rodriguez. Hello again, everybody. Welcome inside the Woodpeckers radio booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Great to have you for the start of a new homestand. 13 games over the next 14 days. A whole lot of baseball to be played. Right-handed bat of Ian Moeller stands in and takes a first pitch breaking ball on the inside. It is ball one on Moeller. Miguel Villarreal will follow, and then Connor Piotto in the DH spot. Luis Angel Rodriguez working with a good pace to start the day and gets a foul ball one and one on Moeller. Glader Figueroa bats fifth and will play at third, followed by Anthony Gutierrez, the sixth hitter. Yency Pena, seven. Zion Bannister, eight. And Eric Alvarez rounds it out for the Down East Wood Ducks, who come in today 48-37, 11-13 in the second half of play. Here's the 1-1, and it's up and outside. Two balls and one strike on Moeller. The Woodpeckers, meanwhile, 40-49 on the year, and 10-13 in the second half. Only 5.5 games, though, out of first place in a very tight South Division race. Here's a line drive pulled to left. That will stay up for McGowan. He almost came forward too much on it, but reaches up at the right shoulder, snares it, and there are two gone. Hello, Colin. Welcome on to the broadcast. Good to be back with you. Let's work around that Fayetteville defense tonight.
Great to be back here in downtown Fayetteville. Garrett McGowan out in left field. Jackson Lofton on history watch in center. Luis Baez, the right fielder. Over at third base is Tyler Whitaker. Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop. Ricardo Below at second. Luis Encarnacion at first. And John Garcia does the catching for Luis Angel Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, the former Chicago Cubs farmhand, gets a foul ball out of Villarreal to start the at-bat, and it is nothing and one. And he has been fantastic, pitching in the Carolina League for a second straight year with a second organization. Pitch is low, 1-1. 1-0 record, 1.37 ERA. He has only given up four earned runs over what is now 27 innings of work. He's surrendered 14 hits over that stretch, walked 15, struck out 36. His wine and fire, and it's a slider, and Villarreal cuts through it. Nothing in two on the Down East shortstop. Down East making the short trip over from Kinston, North Carolina, about an hour and a half away from Fayetteville, but again, these are out-of-division opponents. Down East in the North, Fayetteville in the South. The Wood Ducks won the first half championship in the North Division and have already clinched their spot as a Carolina League playoff team in 2023. Here comes the kick and the 2-2. Villarreal checked the bat. It's a pop-up off to the first base side of the mound and caught by Rodriguez. What an odd swing on a pitch that was low and inside. Just a slight check swing by Villarreal, and it somehow got popped up in the air. Ending a 1-2-3 inning for Rodriguez. And we're going to the bottom of the first when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, just underway from the Ville.
Brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop right here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. He's waving the flag. Let's make some noise for Bunker. Hey fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers scores 3 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3, 1, 2, 3. The mound for the Wood Ducks, Dylan McLean. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Just underway in downtown Fayetteville. It is the opener between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Jackson Lofton leads it off against the Down East starter, Dylan McLean, and his first pitch fastball runs up high. It is 1-0 on Lofton. Luis Baez, the righty, will follow, and then Tyler Whitaker, top three in the order. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Lofton looks at it high. Two balls and no strikes. Encarnacion hits cleanup, followed by Ricardo Below, fifth, and Garrett McGowan, sixth. He hit the big grand slam on Sunday. John Garcia, Sandra Gaston, and Leo Molina rounded out tonight for Fayetteville. 2-0 pitch, called a strike, top of the zone. That's a slider by the lefty McLean. Jackson Lofton batting 199 on the year, 4 homers, 27 RBIs. Just one base hit away from getting up over that 200 mark. Next pitch upstairs for a ball, 3-1. And, of course, we're waiting to see what Lofton can do once he gets on base next. He is tied with Miles Straw for the most stolen bases in franchise history with 36. He takes inside, and he is aboard. Jackson Lofton reaches base to start the game, and it will bring up Luis Baez. See if Lofton has that green light off and running. We talked to Ricky Rivera pregame, Colin, and he said it's not just a guy who wants to sprint to every base. He does a lot of studying. to help him with his success rate.
Yeah, he knows how to pick his spots. This will be difficult, though, with McLean, a lefty, who has a really nice pickoff move. I'll be interested to see just how far Lofton leads off that first base bag.
Lofton with his sliding mitt in his right hand. He didn't have time to buckle it. Luis Baez sits back and watches a first pitch slider, and he is aboard. It is 0-1. Baez, a very impressive start to his Fayetteville career, .393 average with six doubles, still hasn't homered, though, and seven RBIs. Lofton off of first, a step and a pickoff over that way to check up on him.
Yeah, 11 for 28 so far for Baez, but we know he's got that home run power, and you have to imagine he'll break through on this homestand with his first.
Middle infield and double play depth as McLean looks over to first. Lofton takes that secondary, doesn't go, and Baez fouls it back into the screen. It is nothing and two. Baez brought out the blue contrast today. He's wearing some new high-top blue cleats, a Nike cleat, and he also has the blue arm sleeve on the right arm. That's a new look for a Woodpeckers player this year.
Doesn't have to match if he mashes like he does.
Here's the pitch home, and Baez rips it foul beyond Dylan Mazzo, the Woodpeckers' third base coach today. Fayetteville's won the last couple of games when Dylan's been coaching third, so Ricky says, I'm sticking with it. Dylan's 2-0 over there, and Ricky, the skipper, celebrating his 30th birthday today. He's coaching the first base side. 0-2 on Baez with Lofton shuffling his weight back and forth. They'll pick off that way, and now Dylan McLean has used both of his disengagements. Behind the plate is Ian Muller, and as you mentioned, his throwing arm, one of the better ones in the league. He's got a nice defensive tool to him, and see if Lofton wants to get aggressive. He bluffs, not going, to swing and a foul back into the screen again, and Baez keeping the count alive on a couple of breaking balls.
He's just so good at putting bat on ball whenever it's a pitch in the strike zone. He knows the strike zone well, so it forces the pitcher to attack him, and he'll still just find a way to put bat on ball whenever he can.
Nothing in two still as Baez settles. Lofton takes a big secondary, dances back and forth, and now a swing and a foul back. So Baez not going down without a fight. This Woodpeckers lineup coming off 21 hits and 18 runs on Sunday. Franchise records, more hits and runs than any previous Fayetteville game. Even the Buies Creek Astros teams that had all those players like Alvarez and Kyle Tucker, it broke all those records as well. 0-2 still on Baez. McLean gives him a long look, and Lofton's breaking. The pitch is inside. Muller drops the ball, and Lofton dives in safely. He is the all-time leader in stolen bases in a single season. He swipes second base with a head-first dive, and it's number 37, more than anybody else before him.
Round of applause here from the folks at Segra. His teammates love it in the dugout. Now the question is just how far can he set that record?
Probably a little bit of relief to finally get the record broken. And it took a while there as Baez fought off multiple pitches before Lofton eventually nabbed second base. So congratulations to Jackson. And it's a record that has stood since 2017. Stands atop Miles Straw and broke Logan Cerny's record just the other day on Sunday, or on Saturday night, when he stole three bases in that game. 1-2 the count. Baez ready. And he takes strike three on the inside corner. He didn't lift the base out of the air, by the way, off the peg. And just to keep the pace of play going, I think he might have been assessed a violation. I know there were some teammates of his that were trying to get him to lift the base, a la Ricky Henderson, but I think he'll save that for a later time.
Hopefully he can at least get some sort of memorabilia from such a special moment in his career.
And now it's Tyler Whitaker. Here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball called strike on the high outside corner. He certainly didn't waste any time, did he? Gets on base and instantly grabs that bag. Figured it was going to happen pretty early in this series. How about his first at-bat of the series? Nothing and one on Whitaker. And a fastball missed a little bit high. One ball and one strike.
Notice McLean's been leaving those breaking balls upstairs. I don't know if that's by design or not, but you better be careful with this middle of the order coming up for Fayetteville. One bad breaking pitch and could spell trouble.
One ball, one strike, a kick and a spin around to look up at check up on Lofton. think 50 is within reach for Jackson Lofton if he were to continue to stick around Fayetteville for the remainder of the year. And now the record is his to expand. He's going to third. The pitch is inside. Mueller's throw down. Off the base is Figueroa. And Lofton goes in standing with number 39. The record stretches further and further. 38 make it on for Lofton.
He might have 39 before the night's even over this rate. He stole three bases on Saturday. That's now five in his last three games.
Infield plays in for Down East. The Woodpeckers try and grab an early lead in this first inning. Tyler Whitaker taking a fastball on the interior. It's a strike, 2-2. Chris Janke works the plate tonight, and Michael Corbett is on the bases. Two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. Two balls and two strikes on Tyler Whitaker. And here comes the pitch from McLean. It's down and inside towards the dirt.
Wow.
Oh, and they're saying he checked his swing and
said he went around.
Really? Ricky Rivera quickly out of the first base coach's box arguing with Michael Corbett, and it wasn't even close. I mean, it was the slightest of flinches by Tyler Whitaker. And on the appeal, Michael Corbett brings him up. This is a group that the Woodpeckers have had trouble with in the past, Michael Corbett specifically, and a very suspect strikeout against Tyler Whitaker for out number two.
Chappie, I don't mean to not mince words. That's one of the worst calls I've seen all year.
It's horrendous. It's not even close. I mean, you have to question whether his eyes were even on the play. Lofton's break into the plate. McLean steps off and he steals home. Jackson Lofton steals his way from first all the way home. He breaks the record on the way to the plate, and Fayetteville leads 1-0.
Shades of Ellie De La Cruz right there. Takes second, takes third. I think Down East even couldn't believe that Whitaker was rung up on the previous play. And Lofton just takes off. Lefty has his back to third base. Talk about an exciting player. Unbelievable.
McLean completely lost track of him with his back turned to Lofton. He took a big secondary lead and just went for it. Jackson Lofton steals second, third, and home. Breaks the record with his stolen base of second, and now he has number 39. Incredible. Luis Encarnacion ready for the 1-2 pitch, and he swings through a high slider. That is the final out of the inning. But what a sequence on the bases for Jackson Lofton. Your all-time leader now in single-season stolen bases, and he wasn't rested on laurels. Grabs two more thereafter. Swipes home. First Woodpecker to do that this year, and it's 1-0 Fayetteville after one inning.
Back at the desk. Show us those shiny teeth for the Catlett Family Dentistry Smile Cam. For the Woodpeckers, Luis A. Rodriguez.
leading off the top of the second inning for the Wood Ducks, the designated hitter, number 23, Connor Piatto.
We play the top of the second inning, and the Woodpeckers lead 1-0 on the wheels of Jackson Lofton, stealing second, third, and then home. Incredible as he works his way all the way around the bases, broke the record on his way to second base with steal number 37 this year, adds 38 and 39 for good measure. And now Connor Piatto against Luis Angel Rodriguez leads off the inning from the left side in a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez and a pop-up. This is back behind the home plate area. John Garcia drifting right towards the screen and making the catch. And pop fly barely stays in the field to play. And Luis Angel Rodriguez has retired four in a row to begin his night. It will bring up Gleyder Figueroa. Gleyder Figueroa is a lefty batting .225 on the year. And a first pitch breaking ball in for strike one. Eight homers and 36 RBIs for Figueroa. Down East, about a month ago or so, promoted their top home run guy, Yosi Gallon, a name that may be familiar with you. And he's been with the Carolina League last couple of years and finally earned that promotion up to High A Hickory. Here's the 1-1 pitch and a fastball right down the middle. That is a strike. Fayetteville in the home whites tonight with the black ball caps, white pants to go along with that white uniform top. And for Down East, they wear a leaf camo uniform, kind of a brown camouflage with Wood Ducks across the chest in white, a black belt, gray pant, and an orange pinstripe down the side of the leg, and black batting helmets for the Down East hitters. Figueroa in a 2-2 count, and here comes the break even out of the windup. He swings and shoots that foul over our heads in the broadcast booth. It is 2-2 still. Figueroa with a .316 on base percentage this year. And even 60 hits, and he scored 39 runs while driving in the 36. 2-2 again. There's strike three. Fastball, and he knew it. Luis Angel Rodriguez goes right to the outside corner and strikes out his first Wood Duck of the night. Five in a row retired to begin his start. And now it's Anthony Gutierrez into the right side.
With all the chaos that took place last inning, it's quick to forget that Luis Angel Rodriguez just cruising right along. Five up, five down to begin his outing.
Fastball up and outside. One ball and no strikes. It was Manuel Urias and Trey Dombrowski on Sunday that were the beneficiaries of all the runs that came home in the early innings in that 18-3 final. 2-0 pitch to Gutierrez, and a changeup in there for a strike. It is 2-1. Base is clear, two gone. 1-0 Woodpeckers on three steals from Jackson Lofton, swiping home plate in the bottom of the first inning. 2-1, and a swing and a miss, and an inside slider. Really good breaking ball by Luis Angel Rodriguez. I think the spin rate and the advanced command of the off-speed is something that stood out to the Astros during the Rule 5 draft last winter. High fastball gets him waving, and down goes Gutierrez. Back-to-back strikeouts for Luis Angel Rodriguez to close up a 1-2-3 second, and he has retired all six Wood Ducks he has faced this evening. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Fayetteville on top early, 1-0.
In the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. There they are. Show us those tumblers. Put it up in the camera so we can see it, man. Attaboy. So cool.
You're as cold as ice. back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Dylan McLean. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 9, Ricardo Below.
Home second inning in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers with a 1-0 lead on Jackson Lofton steal around the bases in the first inning. Ricardo Below gets to lead it off against Downey's right-hander Dylan McLean and takes strike one on a curve. 1-1 on Below. He'll be followed by the left-handed bat of McGowan and then John Garcia. High fastball, and it is 1-1. McLean, despite the chaos on the bases with Jackson Lofton in that first inning, did strike out 3 straight Fayetteville hitters. He got Baez, Whitaker, and Encarnacion all swinging. Baez was looking. Whitaker and Encarnacion swinging. Slider missed up and away, and it's 2-0 on Ricardo Below, batting 254 with 6 home runs and 28 RBIs. Next pitch up and outside, and it's 3-1.
And if you think about it, the last 2 steals that Lofton had, a result of poor communication on the defensive end for the Wood Ducks, no one covering third when he swiped third, and no one telling McLean that he was breaking for the plate.
Yeah. 3-1 pitch is golfed deep, but foul way off to the left, and gets over the train. Did that land on the train?
Couldn't really tell from here. I think it did clear it, though.
Oh, okay. So that's the one way you can actually hit a baseball to Virginia. As if he landed on the moving train. A slider outside and missed a Below on the payoff pitch, and Ricardo is aboard with a leadoff walk. Both innings now, Dylan McLean has walked the leadoff hitter. Well, see if Below gets aggressive on the bases like Lofton.
With all the excitement last thing, didn't get a chance to tell you about the Wood Ducks defense.
Right.
Let's look around the outfield. Eric Alvarez in left, Anthony Gutierrez the center fielder, Zion Bannister in right. Later, Figueroa the third baseman, Miguel Villarroel is at short, Griffin Chaney the second baseman, Yency Pena is at first, and Ian Moeller does the catching.
High pop fly on the infield, right behind the mound. Pitcher gives way to Chaney coming in, the second baseman. And he secures it for out number 1. Here McGowan retired on 1 pitch at the grand slam in the first inning on Sunday in Lynchburg. And now turns it over to another guy who had a big series up in Virginia, John Garcia. He has been an RBI machine over his last 10 games, driving in 15 runs over the stretch. First pitch fastball was elevated for ball 1. He's now batting 207. He's got his average up north of the 200 mark, 4 homers and 26 RBIs. That figure has increased exponentially. Here's the 1-0. And he pops it foul and out of play, 1-1.
He batted 450 in that Lynchburg series, 9 for 20, 3 doubles, 9 runs driven in. He's driven in 15 runs in the last 10 games. Of course, he's also got a 6-game hitting streak. He got hits in all 6 of those games.
McLean out of the stretch, pitches and missed high. That was a breaking ball to Garcia, and it's 2-1. Garcia working behind the plate today. Up to a .346 on base percentage this year. Second baseman Chaney, he is all the way towards the middle as far as he can go. Wide open right side if Garcia can go the opposite way. But a breaking ball dives down and inside on him, and it's 3-1. It ended up being Luke Adams with Carolina that won the Carolina League Player of the Week. There's a fastball missed up and away, and John Garcia draws a walk, but he was right up there being a part of that conversation with his big series. Below down to second base, second walk of the inning, and third of the game already for Dylan McLean, who has not had these types of walk issues this year, just 17 free passes over 48 innings coming in. But now a pitching coach meeting is down east. Will send Julio Valdez, their pitching coach, out there.
And Chappie, earlier today I was looking around at the rest of the league over the past week. I expected Fayetteville to be atop the league offensively. And they had the second best average over the last week or so. Number 1 was Carolina, largely led by Adams. They hit as a team well over 300 in their series against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That's a team that's equally as hot as Fayetteville at the plate, and Adams right at the forefront. So Woodpeckers kind of neck and neck with them as far as the hottest offenses in the league coming into this week's series.
And
And here's Sandro Gaston, who left his imprint on last week's series with a big double on Tuesday night. Fastball down and inside. He didn't have the volume of hits as some of his teammates, but he had a game-winning hit. Two-run double to come back from behind when trailing 4-3 in the ninth inning on Tuesday in Lynchburg. And he waves a little early on a breaking ball and drops to a 1-1 count. Stone the DH at 183 with a home run and 25 RBIs. Garcia at first, below at second with one out. 1-0 Fayetteville on top as they try and score for consecutive innings, and Gaston lays off an inside breaker. It's 2-1.
Seeing a lot of pitches through these first two innings against McLean.
Chest high set, a little bit of a hunch for McLean as he pitches, and a deep fly is hit the opposite way to right. Bannister drifts back and has room in front of the warning track, reaches up, makes the catch. Below tags from second, gets into third, and a deep fly does the job to advance the leading runner. Gastone was just underneath it. Did not miss it by much.
It was a fastball in the inner part. I think he got jammed a little bit. He was up in that up and in corner. He got pretty good extension on that swing. Not quite enough to clear that right field wall. Sets up a good opportunity, though, with two down for Molina.
Leo Molina, fresh off a two-home run game on Sunday, and he pops the first pitch straight backwards out of play. He was one of five different Woodpeckers, or five home runs, two by him, four players in total to go deep in that series conclusion. Molina, an 0-1 count. 40th pitch of the day for McLean will be coming up in a moment. First, he picks off over to first, and Garcia steps back in safely. With Garcia's speed, wouldn't put it past the Woodpeckers to try a double steal deal here. Garcia takes a secondary lead and not going. Here's the pitch. It's up and outside. 1-1 on Molina.
They pulled that off, actually, on Sunday. It was, don't remember who it was at third, but Garcia over at first base, and sure enough, he was in motion, able to get two in scoring position.
Next pitch, a slider, and Molina was late on it. Up in the zone, he tried to hit it a long way, but just recognized that spin a little late. 1-2. Molina's now up to 228 this year. That's about 15 points higher or so than his 2022 average with Fayetteville. Runner on the go to second, high pitch. The throw down from Muller is in time to get Garcia sliding in. Chaney dropped the tag on his left arm. And even with the high pitch, Muller shows off the arm, throwing from almost a knee and getting the final out while below is left down at third base. We've played two innings tonight in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers lead it 1-0.
As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Beth and Laura. There they are, cool as a fan. All right. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Luis A. Rodriguez.
Thank you for being a friend. leading off the top of the third inning for the Wood Ducks, the first baseman, number 11, Yancy Pena.
Top third, and the Wood Ducks back to the plate with Yancy Pena leading it off against Luis Angel Rodriguez. Pena tried to drop a bunt down, but instead has to bail out of the way of an inside breaking ball, so it is 1-0. Rodriguez has retired all six he's faced. He has a 1-0 lead, and now to take you through the play-by-play for the next couple of innings, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you very much, Andrew Chapman. Pena, the 23-year-old out of Dominican Republic. A big swing, but he foul tips into the mid of Garcia, and it's 1-1. Pena on the year has a home run and seven runs driven in across three levels of minor league baseball. Rodriguez gets that pitch over for a strike. He did appear in 11 games up in Hickory, batted 194 over 31 at-bats there. 1-2, and Pena sprays it foul to the right. Been in the Rangers organization for quite some time now. Started playing his professional career all the way back in 2017, first year of the existence of the Down East Wood Ducks. He joined the league the same time that Fayetteville did as the Buies Creek Astros. High fastball from Rodriguez makes things 2-2. Down East had immediate success. They were named co-champions of the Carolina League in 2017 with Lynchburg. Chopped foul towards the visiting on-deck circle. The championship series was rained out due to Hurricane Irma.
Yep.
So by default, both teams were awarded the title. Rodriguez with the 2-2. And Pena hits it in the air, right field line. Baez will give it a look, but that will get out of play as well.
If I'm not mistaken, I think the FCL championship had to be shared that year as well, and maybe even the Eastern League. Not 100% sure on the Eastern League, but I remember a lot of the East Coast was affected by that that storm around that stretch of time.
That's drawback of the season wrapping up in September, right in the heart of hurricane season here in the Southeast. A swing and a miss on the 2-2, ball in the dirt, so that forces Garcia to throw it on down to Encarnacion. A strikeout and a 2-3 put out, three straight punchouts for Luis Angel Rodriguez, 7 up, 7 down to begin his day. Zion Bannister will step in, try to break through for the Wood Ducks, who trail 1-0. Bannister was initially slated to play out in left field, ends up moving over to right, and he takes a curveball down low. JoJo Blackman, a late scratch in the Wood Ducks lineup, about an hour and a half before first pitch. Eric Alvarez in his spot, batting ninth. He is on deck. Rodriguez with a high fastball. It's fouled back by Bannister. 215 batting average for him this year. No homers and 10 runs driven in. Down East team that is third in home runs this year with 65, but a lot of those guys who hit those homers early on now up in Hickory. Line shot into center field. It'll fall in front of Lofton, and that is the first hit of the ball game from either team. It comes with one away in the top of the third. Bannister is aboard. Power has seemingly left the Wood Ducks' bats with all those promotions. They've won the first half title and have locked themselves into the playoffs later in the year. But Yosi Galan, Abby Ortiz, two guys we've become accustomed to seeing, hitting a lot of home runs for the single-A affiliate of the Rangers, now up in High A Hickory. First pitch to Alvarez, a called strike, inside corner. Alvarez, the undrafted free agent signing out of Venezuela. International guy, still just 18 years old. Fastball outside. 250 batting average, no homers, two runs driven in. Alvarez added to the roster earlier this month on the 7th. Up and away. Started the year in the Arizona Complex League with the Rangers. Well, he only played a month there. He was assigned there in June. So he is a fast riser. Texas likes him a lot. Throw over by Rodriguez, a little closer than Bannister probably anticipated, but he is back safely. Rodriguez making his third start with the Woodpeckers. Sinking line drive again into center field, but Lofton makes the catch, and there's only two outs, so he can throw all the way back to first. Encarnacion will pick it up and step on the bag. An 8-3 double play as Bannister seemingly forgot how many outs there were. He was moving pretty quickly off the pitch. And Rodriguez has faced the minimum through three innings. His team still leads 1-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bottom of third coming up next.
We are back for our Blanton's Frozen t-shirt. We got Ryan and Brady here. So how this works is you guys are going to scooch over just a little bit, you know. You're going to try to get this unfrozen and get it on. I'm going to give you some time to do that. And I need to hear y'all make all the noise that you can for them. All right, are you guys ready? So come this way. If you want to beat it against the dugout, you can, but face the field, all right? Are y'all ready? Ryan and Brady, you ready? One, two, three, let's get it. Okay, let me get out the way. Okay, Ryan. Brady, what's going on? What's going on, Brady? All right, come on, who y'all? Team Ryan, Team Brady. Let me hear y'all make some noise. Yeah. Okay. You good? I give him like, oh. I think we got a winner. Can you get it through? Can you get it? Almost. Yeah. Let's give it up for Ryan, everybody. Brady, you didn't even. It's all good. Let's give it up for Ryan and Brady and everyone.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Dylan McLean. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the PWC power hitter of the game, the shortstop, number 12, Leos Danny Molina.
It's the home half of the third in this series opener between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman on the call. Bit of a delay regarding the pitch clock as Leo's Danny Molina steps in. He was at the plate when the second came to an abrupt conclusion when John Garcia was caught stealing. Dill McLean back on the mound, misses up and away for ball one. Great to have everyone tuned in. First of 13 games at home. The next 2 weeks for Fayetteville. A pop-up behind second and Chaney will make the catch in shallow center for the first out. And it's also great to have all those folks at the Down East Wood Ducks tuned in. Jackson Lofton coming up to the plate. And we'll see if he can replicate the craziness that took place last time he was in the box. First pitch, fastball inside corner, and it was more so when he left the box when things got interesting. He took a walk, stole second, then third, and then home, and he hits a cue shot up the first baseline into shallow right field, and Lofton might still be out of breath from his last trip on the base paths. He won't try to push it. It's a one-out single.
Well, you know, if there was a way, he would have figured it out to steal first base there, Colin. He was just committed to going, and you know, I love that. You can break a record, and you're not just sitting there at second base resting on it, you know, thinking about your accomplishments. Wow, look what I did. Said, hey, I'm going to keep on moving.
Three stolen bases already, and McLean starts a fastball in on Baez. He had the three stolen bases on Saturday. He was the first Woodpecker this year to do that. He's now done it twice in the last three games. Trying to get into uncharted territory, perhaps with his fourth, but he's got a short lead off of first, and McLean misses with a breaking ball high. Several guys that had two in a game, Zach Cole did it a couple of times, but never three until Saturday. It's a guy running with a lot of confidence. Curveball. And strike on Baez, who went down looking in his first at-bat. walked in search of number 40 now. Taken upstairs from Baez. He's third in the league coming into today in stolen bases. I don't know if anyone's going to run down Chandler Simpson with Charleston and the ridiculous numbers he's put up for the River Dogs. McLean, backdoor breaking ball outside, and there's that plate vision from Luis Baez. Patiently takes the walk. That's now four that the southpaw has given out. Two on, one down, and up comes Tyler Whitaker.
Yep, controlling the zone. That's what Ricky Rivera calls it. That's what Ryan Clifford did early in the year. That's what Baez does as a 19-year-old. You're saying, hey, pitcher, I'll dictate the at-bat. I'll swing at what I want to, and I'm not going to allow you to throw the pitches that get me out.
Whitaker takes a fastball outside corner. He was rung up on a check swing that we looked at it a couple of times on replay, and it certainly, there's no question about it. He barely even moved his bat, but was called out on strikes. And Whitaker, shallow center field, charging in Gutierrez. He makes the catch. No advance from Lofton at second, and that's out number two. So Whitaker moves to 0-2. And Luis Encarnacion will try to bring in those runners on with Lofton at second and Baez at first. Anka struck out. It was three consecutive strikeouts from McLean after the walk from Lofton in the first inning. McLean dives a breaking ball down and away. Yeah, back to Simpson, though. 69 stolen bases coming into today. 27 clear of the second place man. Just a remarkable season. Encarnacion hard on the ground to short, right at Villarroel, who flips it to Cheney, covering at second, and the inning comes to a close. So Fayetteville leaves a couple of runners on, but they still lead it 1-0 as we enter the fourth inning from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The American Red Cross prevents and alleviates human suffering in the face of emergencies by mobilizing the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. They provide disaster relief, life-saving blood, training and certifications, international services and support for military families. The American Red Cross, through its strong network of volunteers, donors, and partners, is always there in times of need. Fans, give a round of applause for the nonprofit of the night, the American Red Cross. Bobcat of Fayetteville is the official sponsor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Field Crew. Visit Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Luis A. Rodriguez. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Wood Ducks, the second baseman, number four, Griffin Cheney.
Griffin Cheney bats for the second time against Luis Angel Rodriguez, who has faced the minimum Downeast Wood Ducks order in this series opener. 1-0 the Woodpeckers lead, and Rodriguez winds, kicks, and fires, and misses inside on Cheney with the breaking ball. 1-0, Cheney, ninth round pick last year out of Johns Creek, Georgia. Takes a fastball down and in. This is a Wood Ducks team that has seen some injuries, seen some promotions in recent weeks that have dramatically altered the look of this roster. It's 2-1 now on Chaney. Daniel Cueva, right before the series, was put on the injured list. He's been having a pretty good season in single A. It's on the 7-day IL. Chaney chops one foul, hits off the foot, left foot of the batter, and it'll be 2-2 now. Chaney's starting the year in Hickory, where he hit 167 over 17 games, and he's now playing in his 28th game in Down East. Fastball up and away. That fills the count. Despite being the leadoff hitter, he's only stolen six bases over those two levels. And we'll see what Rodriguez comes at him with here. Three strikeouts so far. Make it four. Pulls the string on the changeup, and Chaney corkscrews into the ground. One up, one down in the fourth. Luis Angel Rodriguez in a rhythm once again.
Well, he's been working very quick without using a lot of the clock from the start. That'll tire you out as a batter, and he throws a lot of strikes, so you're going to find yourself swinging a lot and with a quick pace and at the plate. That can really kind of fatigue a batter and lead to a lot of swing and miss.
There's another one from Ian Moeller, 0-1 with a flyout. Moeller had one of his best games of his minor league career last year with Down East against Fayetteville. Hit two home runs in a ball game here at Segra. And he foul tips this one straight back. Looked like he got a piece of John Garcia on the way by, but he's ready to step back into his crouch. Like it might have gotten that right hand on the way by, and Enrique Rivera takes about a step and a half out of the dugout before Garcia tells him he's all right. No balls, two strikes. One base runner for Down East so far. Came last inning. Zion Bannister a single to center, but he was doubled off at first base after he did not slow down on a fly ball. Hit out to Lofton. Threw back to the bag at first for the inning-ending double play. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Rodriguez sails up and hot, up and outside. That's one of the hardest fastballs we've seen all season from Rodriguez. Working quickly and now takes something off with the changeup low. It is 2-2. Pitch count now at 50 for the former Chicago Cubs prospect. He's found a home following the Rule 5 draft last year in Houston. Pitch outside, and Moeller battles back to work the count full. Miguel Villarroel is on deck. 1 away in the fourth. Payoff pitch, and Moeller gets just enough to stay alive. Talked about top of the broadcast, battle of the Rangers and Astros affiliates. Those two teams are playing each other this week. Huge three-game series in the AL West. Astros walking it off 10-9 against Texas last night. Payoff pitch gets away from Rodriguez and the catcher, Garcia, and it's a one-out walk drawn by Moeller. That game yesterday, boy, it was a wild one. Three-run lead late in the ball game for Texas. Chaz McCormick, game-tying three-run home run off of Aroldis Chapman, and then McCormick with the game-winning single. Scoring Kyle Tucker from second base, and the Astros took the series opener. J.P. France on the mound in Game 2 tonight. Rodriguez hasn't had to work from the stretch much, but he misses outside on Villarroel, who's 0-1.
There's not too many players in all of baseball right now hitting the ball better than Kyle Tucker and Chaz McCormick in the month of July. There might be a little competition there for AL Player of the Month.
Villarroel out to center field. Lofton having to come several steps in, but he makes the catch. And that's out number two.
Tucker's batting over 300 now. McCormick is batting over 300 in the month. Six RBIs yesterday and a ton of home runs. Just watching Chaz McCormick swing yesterday, I keep seeing it, a Jose Altuve swing every time I watch him bat. Just kind of the fluidity of it, the length. McCormick's just maybe a little taller than Altuve. A lot of similarities there. I love watching him play.
Connor Piotto batting. And he takes strike one. And that home run he hit off of Chapman out to left center field, almost identical to the one he hit, that Altuve hit, that is, to send the Astros to the World Series. Back in 2019, a pop-up heading our direction, and it will land foul onto the concourse. Nothing in two. Chapman, of course, a trade casualty from the Kansas City Royals earlier in the season, out to Texas, had been having a pretty strong season up until that point. The Astros just simply have had his number. And Luis Angel Rodriguez has had the number of the Down East Wood Ducks so far. Five strikeouts, four scoreless innings. He has allowed just one hit and one walk over that span. We're on to the bottom of the fourth. Still 1-0 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
To let us know where you're sitting.
And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show.
Congratulations on this special day. We want you to know that we are so proud of you. Go bless you. Happy birthday and go Packers. Hey Ricky, happy birthday. Words can't describe how proud I am of you. Love you.
Fans, let's give a big attaboy to Ricky Rivera. Happy birthday.
Fans, this Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 33, DJ McCarty. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 9, Ricardo Belleau.
Welcome back to downtown Fayetteville, and Down East has gone to the bullpen. Dylan McLean goes three innings of one-run ball and turns it over in the bottom of the fourth inning to the right-hander, DJ McCarty, who misses with a fastball in on Ricardo Belleau. 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up for the Woodpeckers. It is now 1-1 as Belleau sends a foul ball straight back. McCarty, appearing in his 16th game, this is his 7th bullpen appearance. 1-2 with a 2.74 earned run average. Swing and a miss from below. The 20-year-old out of Redlands, California, went to Temescal Canyon High School in Lake Elsinore. Out in the Golden State. Belleau pulls one on the ground past the dive of Cheney into right field. A leadoff single. So Belleau has reached base in each of his first two trips. And for the second time, third time rather, Fayetteville has the leadoff man on.
Picking right up from Sunday, he had a big day at the plate, multiple hits, and getting on a couple of different ways today. Whether it's from the left side or the right side, Ricardo Belleau, always a threat, but I think if you asked him, he probably feels like makes a little harder contact from that left side.
Garrett McGowan takes a fastball on the inside corner for a called strike one. McGowan not a fan. Looked like it was a couple of inches in. Garrett, a pop out to the catcher his first time up, and he finds himself behind nothing and two. Belleau not a big time base stealer, so moderate lead off of first base. He's being held on by Pena, and now the throw over. Pena swipes the tag, but Below does get that foot back in. Cardi made just one appearance with Down East last year, now up here full-time in full season ball, and McGowan chases one down and outside. It is strike three. One away. 58th strikeout now for McCarty to go along with 21 walks over 49 and two-thirds innings pitched. He and McLean have kind of been a tandem partner throughout the season. John Garcia takes ball one down and outside. It's three innings, one run, one hit, four walks, three strikeouts for McLean, who is on the hook as it stands. 1-0 to John, down and away. Drew a walk his first time up, but was caught stealing second. The 2-0, up and outside. That's something that Garcia's done well all season long, not just in this hot stretch he's had in the month of July. He has a great sense of the strike zone, and that's a big reason why his on-base percentage has been up there for the team lead. And he thought he had ball four, but it's a fastball. And apparently it caught the outside corner, 3-1. The pitch, and Garcia chops it foul off himself. It is now a full count. It's coming at a premium so far. Two for Fayetteville and just the one for Down East. Stark contrast to what we've seen from the Woodpeckers over the last couple of nights. 29 runs over the last two games coming into today. And Garcia didn't get all this one out to left center field. Gutierrez, center fielder, calls off. Alvarez makes the grab. Below back to first now with two away. An opportunity now for Sandro Gastone, who just missed one in his first AB. High fly ball just in front of the warning track in right field. That was back in the second. McCarty delivers a first pitch right down the middle for strike one. Gastone, team leader in doubles. He's got 17. And he hits one on the ground right up the third baseline. Backhanded by Figueroa. Very long throw, but Pena with a good stretch to bail him out and end the inning. So Below, stranded after the leadoff single. We've played four full from Segra Stadium. Fayetteville 1, Down East nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You know what time it is? It's time for T-shirts. Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. She was checking up on me from the game. She was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to
walk out.
for the Woodpeckers, Luis A. Rodriguez. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Wood Ducks, the third baseman, number 8, Leider Figueroa.
Luis Angel Rodriguez back out for a fifth inning of work. His team leads 1-0 as we are here in the fifth inning from downtown Fayetteville. Leider Figueroa takes a first pitch breaking ball up and away. And back on the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Yeah, Rodriguez has been fantastic today, hoping to get a little bit more run support, though, outside of what Jackson Lofton could supply in that first inning with his 3 stolen bases, second, third, and home. Here's the 1-1, and it's outside. 2 balls and a strike on Figueroa, who's hitting .224 coming into this AB with 8 homers, 36 RBIs. Those 8 big flies are currently the top number on the club, the 2-1. And there's a off-speed changeup right on the outside border. Good changeup from Rodriguez, and it's 2-2. Locks the target of Garcia, sat low and away. The pitch to the lefty got him to chase. Perfectly placed slider, low and away. Got Figueroa to extend outside of the zone. And he has struck out for a second straight time. 6 Ks now for Luis Angel Rodriguez. Brings up Anthony Gutierrez, the right-handed hitting center fielder.
And in 7 outings now this year for Rodriguez, he's gotten 6 or more strikeouts in 5 of them.
Gutierrez fouls the first one straight back into the netting, and it's 0-1.
Including each of his last 3. Those last 3 all went 4 innings. Now he's actually been able to venture into a 5th inning this time around, getting some length out of him as well.
And here comes the 0-1. Gutierrez takes outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. There is some light throwing going on out in the Fayetteville bullpen, but it's a right-hander. We're expecting to see Jose Nadal at some stage later today, the tandem partner with Rodriguez. The 1-1 home. A swing and another foul back. And that'll put things at 1-2 on Gutierrez, who struck out looking against Rodriguez in the second inning. This is a group of hitters that struck out in all of their at-bats against Rodriguez first time through. Figueroa, Gutierrez, and then Yancy Pena, who's on deck, in the hole, make it. 1-2 pitch, and a fly ball struck right side out of play. I think that's Casey Ford out there. Yep, number 55. The big right-hander in case Rodriguez needs any assistance in the inning, but trying to become eligible for the winning decision. 1-2, sails high and wide. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He'll be capped at about 75 pitches today, the norm. And he's at 68 right now, so he'll need a couple of efficient outs. And he's only given up 1 hit. That was a single to Bannister in the third inning. The 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Fastball got him. Rodriguez has K'd 3 straight. 7 now in the game. And he will be allowed to face Yancy Pena, a guy he fanned in the third inning.
He looks like a veteran out there on the mound. That's because he is, with all the time he spent last year with Myrtle Beach. Gets selected in the Rule 5 draft by Houston, and it seemed like that kind of motivated him to really continue to develop as a pitcher, and he's done just that here in Fayetteville.
Yancy Pena takes a fastball up and inside, and it's 1-0. Rodriguez is a couple off his season high strikeout number, probably won't get there today. He struck out 9 Columbia Fireflies across 5 innings back on June 16th. Spins a slider around the outside corner, and it is now 1-1 on Pena. As mentioned, he struck out in the third inning, 0-1 tonight. And here comes the pitch from Rodriguez. It's down and inside towards his back foot. 2-1 the count on Yancy Pena. Second baseman below towards the middle, and you have Encarnacion off of that first baseline playing midway along the dirt. 2-1 pitch, a liner ripped to left. It will stay up for McGowan. He takes a short hop and makes the catch at his shoulders. Luis Angel Rodriguez through 5 scoreless innings for the second time this year. He'll make it third time even as he dominates here at home and carries a 1-0 lead into the bottom of the fifth. When we come back, we will be joined by Phil Harris, the executive director of the American Red Cross out here at the ballpark with us tonight. Stay tuned for that. This is Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, dear. Marcus. Happy birthday. Yeah, he's done. Happy, happy birthday, Lucas. That's what I'm talking about, young king. You got to celebrate it well, all right? It's a national holiday. Happy birthday.
Fans, Pecktoberfest returns for a fifth year to Segra Stadium on Saturday, September 30th. With dozens of local Carolinian breweries, live music, and food trucks, Pecktoberfest is one event you don't want to miss. Save $10 by buying any ticket ahead of time. On the mound for the Wood Ducks, DJ McCarty. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the PWC power hitter of the game, the shortstop, number 12, Leos Danny Molina.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium, everybody. It is the bottom of the fifth inning, and Leos Danny Molina leads it off for the Woodpeckers against the right-hander DJ McCarty. Fayetteville on top 1-0 tonight. Over half of our ball game on Jackson Lofton's steals all the way around the bases. First pitch or second pitch bounced over to third. It's gloved by Figueroa, and he throws across to get Leo Molina for out number one of the inning. Back up to the top we go with Jackson Lofton. And as we teased right before the inning break, we are now joined by Phil Harris up here in the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. He is the executive director of the American Red Cross here locally. Phil, welcome up to the broadcast booth, sir.
Wonderful. Great night for baseball. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you told me you were a Fayetteville native growing up, so you got to see this whole area before there was a ballpark here, and I know you've made it out to a few games this year, you said. Tell me about the group you have here tonight. Well, how many folks you got watching the game?
Yeah, we've got volunteers, and they're out busy during the day, and then we got them out for tonight's game. It's a great night for baseball, and so we want to reward those volunteers with a good experience, and you guys definitely put on a good experience.
Thank you very much, and it's great having you guys. Our nonprofit of the night, which we do every Tuesday out here at Segra Stadium. Fastball missed up and inside to Jackson Lofton, and here comes the 1-1 to him. Now, I think when folks hear American Red Cross, of course, they think about disaster relief nationally whenever there's big hurricanes or anything like that that affects our country. But it's also a local element that the organization helps with as well. Tell me about what the American Red Cross is doing right here in Fayetteville and the surrounding area.
Exactly. We have 10 counties in the Sandhills area right out of Fayetteville. And we our biggest disaster is a single-family home fire. And like you said, we've had our Matthew and Florence here, but we have over 500 families experience a single-family home fire.
Whoa, short-hopping liner picked by Figueroa. He can't make the throw, though, and Lofton will make it on with a single. So Jackson Lofton is aboard, and he is on with one out. Luis Baez coming up to the plate. And when it comes to house fires, is right now kind of the part of the year where it's the biggest issue for you?
It's year-round. People think it's winter and bad weather and cold weather, but it's always cooking is number one. And
true.
Our volunteers go out in the middle of the night. We're going to give you money for food, clothes, and shelter and put our arm around you and say we're here to help.
Here's the pitch home to Luis Baez as a fastball missed low. And, you know, how can the American Red Cross and what are you guys doing right now to help prepare families and prevent, really, disasters like that from happening?
Well, we're talking to school groups, talking to adult groups, talking to anybody that will listen. That we know smoke alarms save lives. Mm-hmm. We know you need to have that preparedness. People think it'll never happen to them. You know, do you have two ways out of the house? Have you checked your smoke alarm? And we're installing smoke alarms with our Sound the Alarm program, where the mm-hmm. free smoke alarms. We put a big push in the spring to make sure people are safe and prepared.
Bouncing ball off to the right side, and that'll get through. Bannister picks up in right field, and Baez is on with a one-out single, so Lofton and Baez have reached. And there's two Woodpeckers aboard for Tyler Whitaker. We're joined here up in the booth with Phil Harris, executive director of the American Red Cross here locally, joining us on our nonprofit of the night evening. Do you notice with the smoke alarms that it's generally older homes that you're helping out with that program?
It is older homes. People maybe couldn't afford that, or seniors that couldn't get up and check their alarm. They think it may be working, and at least we can check it if we offer a new one if you need it.
It's Tyler Whitaker up to the plate. Yeah, we were testing fire alarms most of the day today around Segra Stadium. It can be a little annoying at times, but it's incredibly important to make sure they're always up and functioning. As Tyler Whitaker takes strike one on a slider. Tell me a little bit about the blood services as well. I have it here. The Red Cross provides 40% of the blood supply for our country, and blood drives, things like that. What's the American Red Cross doing locally for that stuff?
Well, we always welcome people to have a blood drive, like a church or a civic group or a VFW post. They've opened up their or gymnasium for us. But the challenge is the blood on the shelves today is what the patients need, and it could be a sickle cell patient or a cancer patient or an accident victim. So we need that blood every day. Mm-hmm.
One ball, one strike with one out on Tyler Whitaker. And here comes the pitch. A slider misses outside. And I was shocked to see that number, 40% of
yeah,
the blood
supply. Yeah, so if you have a rare blood type, we can ship it around the country. Mm-hmm. We have a good blood supply in Cumberland County. Mm-hmm. But if you have a rare blood type, we can get that from across the country and get it to where it's needed most.
Two ball, one strike pitch, and a fastball misses outside. On top of that, you know, other medical services that are so important just for the average person to be certified on, things like CPR, first aid. How does the American Red Cross assist with those programs getting people trained up?
Well, we still have those classes. We've done a hybrid model. Mm-hmm. And then with the Buffalo Bills player that went out, fell out on the ground, we want to make sure they have trained bystanders to save it. So our hands-only CPR is a free class. It mm-hmm. gives you that skill and resources to run toward the emergency. It could be at a church meeting, it could be at a school, but we want to train our public to be able to run to the disaster mm-hmm. and help those folks in need. Most people are going to be saved by a bystander.
Right. Somebody who can help respond in an instant before actual trained, you know, medical personnel arrive on the scene. Yeah, that DeMar Hamlin situation was crazy. Unfortunately, you have prepared medical folks in the area when that happens, but you know, if you're just out on the street everyday life, it'd be a whole different story. Tyler Whitaker at the plate in a 3-ball, 2-strike count. Right-hander DJ McCarty getting ready to throw his 30th pitch of the game with runners at first and second. And here comes the kick and the payoff pitch. It sweeps outside for ball four. Jackson Lofton will strut down to third. Baez gets to second. And Tyler Whitaker is heading over to first base with Luis Encarnacion coming up to the plate. We'll see another meeting on the mound. Julio Valdez, the pitching coach, is going out to the mound to talk with the entire infield. We are also live, by the way, I believe, on the Instagram page. Is that right? We're live on Instagram Live. Where can folks tune us in right now in the broadcast booth? Is this on the American Red Cross?
On the American Red Cross of North Carolina.
Okay.
So we'll go statewide with it and share it with all our friends across the state.
All right. So if you're cruising Instagram right now, American Red Cross Instagram page of North Carolina. And I know also here, just locally, of course, military culture, Fort Liberty, right here down the road, the American Red Cross has a vast presence on Fort Liberty, two different offices.
Yeah, we do. It's been a long history, and that's one of our core missions. You remember Clara Barton went on the battlefields of the Civil War to help service members, and so we still do that to this day. So we're in Womack Hospital providing volunteers, so it's volunteer-led. And then we also deploy with our service members, so we have offices in Kuwait and Djibouti, Africa, and Tokyo. And so we start with you, and when you're beginning your military career, mm-hmm. we're at the VA hospital, so we go throughout your military career, and it's big in Fayetteville with Fort Liberty.
0-1 pitch, ripped on a line out into left, and it'll stay up for Alvarez, who scampers over to his left, makes the catch. Lofton tags up quickly, and he is heading home. He scores, and we had to get a run while Phil Harris is
up
here.
Yeah, bringing good luck with a little rally here in the bottom of the fifth.
That's right. That tends to be how it goes when we have our guests come up here to the booth, and the Woodpeckers get on the board. Jackson Lofton scores his second run of the game to make it 2-0. Baez and Whitaker end up holding it first and second base, and Encarnacion will pick up the sac fly. Ricardo Belo, switch hitter, stepping into the left side of the plate against DJ McCarthy. As he goes down to the belt, check second base, kicks home, and a fastball misses off the plate to the outside. I think that's one of the things that sometimes people don't realize as well about the American Red Cross is how international it is. How many different countries has the American Red Cross just worked in and assisted?
Yeah,
in?
We're in 18 right now, uh-huh. supporting our military. Could be we're the American Red Cross, but we support the other Red Crosses.
Pop fly short left field. That will stay up long enough. Let you finish that thought, Phil.
So it could be we're the American Red Cross. It could be the French Red Cross. So we support them. They support us. So Mexican Red Cross may have a earthquake, and we'll support them. Mm-hmm. Same way when we have a hurricane, they'll support us. So it's definitely international and team reach. We're proud to be a part of it.
And, Phil, before we let you go, one more thing as well. Of course, as you mentioned a couple of times, they're volunteer-based. Everything the American Red Cross does is from the goodness and the hours that other people offer to the organization. How can folks here locally across North Carolina just get involved with the organization for the first time if they never have?
Well, you can go to redcross.org. Talk to us about your talents, your time availability. It's all about helping neighbors. You could want to be training children. You could be wanting to deal with veterans. So we have something for everybody. We respect your time and talent, but we need to put your talent into play, helping our neighbors that need us most right now.
All right. It's Phil Harris for the American Red Cross. Helped us get a run while he was up here in the
booth. Rally. Let's go.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your night out here at Segra Stadium, and thanks for all the work you're doing here locally and across the state.
Great. Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Back for the sixth inning coming up next.
And they met her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 38, Jose Nodal.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks, the right fielder, number 44, Zion Bannister.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It is the top of the sixth inning. Another thanks to Phil Harris of the American Red Cross joining us on our nonprofit of the night evening every Tuesday night. Bring on a local representative from a nonprofit in the area. Zion Bannister up into the right side. Here comes the 0-1 home, and he swings and taps it foul straight backwards. They've put a headshot of Zion Williamson. They messed it up on the video board. That must have been confusion. Our production crew always keeping people on their toes here in the ballpark. Here's the 0-2, and the slider missed downstairs. New pitcher into the game as well. It is Jose Nodal for Fayetteville. Nodal, another left-hander, right on the heels of Luis Angel Rodriguez, who goes five scoreless innings. Deep fly hit to the right, but foul, and it'll stay 1-2 on Bannister. Final line for Rodriguez today. Five innings, he gave up just one hit, one walk, only two base runners allowed, struck out seven. And he was really solid today, Colin.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask for much more out of your starting pitcher. Five innings, one hit ball, and strikeout pitch working from the get-go. And it's a good chance now for Jose Nodal to really start to take steps in the right direction. Had a couple of rough outings on the road, but he's got himself a lead right now. Maybe a little bit of pressure off him to just kind of go out there and simplify his stuff on the mound.
Pitch off the inside to Zion Bannister, and the count fills up. So Jose Nodal takes over. By the way, Rodriguez dropping a season ERA to 1.15. 3-2, chopped over the mound towards the middle. Backhanded by the second baseman below, throws across the body, and it's offline. Pull the Encarnacion to the left along the first baseline. He tried to swipe a tag, but Bannister beats it. And we'll see how they officially score that one. Kind of a tricky play, four below moving forward, but had the throw been accurate, it probably would have been on time. Probably looking at an E4 there on Ricardo below, and he even kind of taps his chest, points to himself towards Nodal. And now Eric Alvarez at the bottom of the order stepping in. Into the right side, and Nodal firing home. Line drive whacked foul into the screen right side and out of play. So nothing and one to begin Alvarez, who hit into a double play in the third inning on a fly ball to center field. Bannister, though, going to have to be heads up here. He thought there was two outs on that play as a bouncing ball's hit towards the baseline. He dodges it, gets into right field. Bannister takes a big round of second. He slipped going off of the bag, and a late tag, not in time. Luis Baez came up with the ball. He saw Bannister around second base, nearly stumble over and got the throw in, but Molina got the tag down just a fraction of a second too late. Bannister avoids another crisis and disaster on the bases.
Yeah, I mean, it's been eventful, not only what happened last inning, but even earlier in that play, he had to dodge the ground ball off the bat of Alvarez heading right in his direction, did a nice job there, and he accelerated well after having to stop, but a little bit of a stumble, and he was forced to go back to second base, and we saw a little bit of that arm that Luis Baez possesses. Perfect throw in for Molina, just a fraction of a second late.
Griffin Chaney is the new right-hander back to the top of the down east order, third time through now, and he fouls the first pitch straight backwards into the screen. Numbers for Jose Nadal this year as he comes into his 17th game and makes his eighth appearance out of the bullpen. He's 1-9. Those nine losses are the top number in the Carolina League. 7.93 ERA across 47 and two-thirds innings. And a slider missed just outside. 1-1. He's allowed 53 runs, 42 of them earned over the stretch. And the walks have been the big issue for him. 41 walks in the 47 and two-thirds to go along with just 36 strikeouts. Force at every base with nobody out. Chaney swings, pops it up straight back and out of play. So 1-2 on Chaney, who's 0-2 today. Season average at 191 since his addition to the Down East roster. Three homers and 13 RBIs. Today a fly out to center and a strikeout. Nadal's 1-2 pitch up and outside. 94 miles an hour coming in for Nadal. Nadal, the Cuba native, and just recently turned 21 years old. July 16th, he celebrated his 21st birthday. 2-2 pitch, swung on and lifted off to the right. And another foul ball as Chaney continues to battle. First time that Down East has put multiple base runners on today. After they only had two runners reach all game over the first five innings, should say, against Rodriguez. 2-2. It's outside. And Nadal fills it up. Three balls and two strikes. As Colin mentioned, Jose Nadal trying to get right after being roughed up in what is now three straight games. Gave up six earned runs on July 29th, then a record 10 earned runs on July 4th, followed by six more earned runs last time out in Lynchburg. That was on the 19th. He threw a slider in the zone, but it's fouled away to the right by Chaney, and the Down East leadoff hitter putting together a good battle. Bannister on second, Alvarez on first. First two Wood Ducks reaching the inning on an error and a single. Nadal with another 3-2 home. And a breaking ball bottoms out in the zone, strike three. Chaney strikes out for a second time. And that's a big first out for Jose Nadal. He avoids loading the bases. And now will square off against Ian Moeller.
That's a big-time pitch right there. He was close to getting an out before that on Bannister. Of course, he had the error that was worked in. Just couldn't get that punch-out pitch, but absolutely fooled him with that big 12-6 curveball.
Slider missed low and in on Ian Moeller, and it is 1-0. Moeller is flied out to left field and also drawn a walk. He's hit a few home runs in this ballpark, though, over his Carolina League career. Five on the year this season for Down East, 24 RBIs. Next pitch, a slider up on the outside corner, called a strike. Snap throw going up the middle of the diamond, and Bannister steps back in there safely. One ball and one strike on Moeller. Woodpeckers have led all game long. A run in the bottom of the first, one more added in the fifth. Both scored by Jackson Lofton, 1-1. And Moeller sits back, watches another breaker, and it's a strike. Right about knee level, just off the inside, and it's 1-2. Ian Moeller been a catcher since he was 13 years old. That's when he first started to take up the position. He gave up playing basketball at the time and football as well in the seventh grade to focus solely on baseball. And if you're going to be a catcher, it is one of those positions that you really have to commit to. And Moeller sacrificed the other sports he was playing to make sure he could get to the pro level, and he did. Two balls, two strikes now as Moeller takes a low and inside slider. His family actually owned a baseball facility in his hometown, and that made it really easy to be able to train pretty much every day and commit to baseball 24/7. 2-2 pitch coming home, and a fly ball hit off to the right. That will slice towards Bagwell's Burgers, where I believe you can get the quesadilla burger this week.
Yep.
Quick little plug to our concessions crew this week. It's a tortilla for the bun, a little guacamole, a little pico, along with a beef patty. 2-2 pitch. And that looked pretty good just off the outside corner, but it is called a ball, and K-Zone had it as a ball.
Yeah, would have been a nice frame job there from Garcia, but close pitch, even better take there from Moeller.
Yeah, it's a good pitch, good take all around. And Nadal works another full count with runners at first and second. He was full against Chaney, now 3-2 against Moeller. Runners breaking for third. It's a double steal. Pitch is called strike three on the low inside corner. Throw up to second, bounces away, and the runner Bannister will score, sliding in home. Kind of a chaotic sequence as Nadal picks up strike three on Moeller, second out of the inning. But Bannister breaking right before that pitch came home. He slides in once the throw bounced off of Alvarez, sliding into second base.
And we know Garcia loves to throw down to second on that double steal attempt, but you also got to recognize situation, full count. You know the runners are going to be going, and I don't know, I think he's better off just kind of hanging on to it, get that second out, and trust Nadal to get another out. But either way, big time run, and we've got ourselves a ball game.
Yeah, I tend to be with you there, Colin. If there's one catcher on the roster that you trust to snap a throwdown, it's Garcia with his arm strength. And maybe if that throw is just a little higher, they're able to drop the tag. But like we said, it was right to the front corner of the bag, and it went right into the runner sliding, obstructed below from being able to drop a tag or secure the ball. 0-1 pitch to Miguel Villarreal is hacked at and missed, but gets through Garcia, rolls to the backstop, and the tying run, Eric Alvarez advances to third base.
And if you're Nadal, that shouldn't be much of a consequence in your mind. You just got the second strike in this at-bat. Big chance to get out of this inning. The one run that came in is not charged to you, and your main focus right now is task at hand in front of you with the batter and keep that lead intact going in the bottom half.
Villarreal 0-2 in an 0-2 count. Nadal's pitch sails high. And Garcia extending up above the shoulders to reel that one in. It's 1-2. Nadal's been forced to throw 27 pitches in this inning due to a lot of deep counts. 1-2 pitch on a line out to short. Leo Molina has it, and the inning is over. Tying run left over at third base. Down east on the board for the first time off the throw down to second. And it's a 2-1 score going to the home sixth when we come back on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch out.
Ultimate Pony Race. Let's go down to the field with T. Bright.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. It's our Ultimate Pony Race with Cole and Matthew. Are you guys ready? All right, as we get set up here. Dream about it, I go get it, that's how I do. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go down here, and then we're going to come back, okay? All right, you got that? We're going to go down and back. Crowd, I need to hear you make some noise for Cole and Matthew. On your mark, get set, let's ride. Go, 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 go. Got to go a little faster than that, just a little bit. We might just go down, and that's it. Let's do it. Come on, you got to move with it. You can do it. You can do it. Come on, Cole. Let's go, Matthew. Come on, make some noise. Make some noise. We're going to just have them stay down here. All right, come on. Who will be the first to the finish line? Let's go. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it. Come on. And Cole. All right, that's what we're going to do, guys. Way to go. Let's give it up for Cole and Matthew, everybody. Good job. Good job. Winds may
any spot, just set up my shop. You're mad at
back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, DJ McCarty.
T-shirts, but she's spending your guap. Say what up if you see me around. Like, yeah, separate my feet.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 46.
It's Garrett McGowan leading off the sixth inning and flying the first pitch out to fairly deep center, but playable for Gutierrez. Sprinted back four or five steps, slows up, makes the grab. And Garrett McGowan flies out to go to 0-3 today. It is 2-1. Down East grabbing a run in the top of the sixth on a throw down to second base. John Garcia tried to throw out Eric Alvarez stealing. Ball got away and Bannister came home from third. Here is John Garcia into the right side. First pitch to the Fayetteville catcher. In on the hand, short fly out to right center. Dropping quick, a dive by Gutierrez, and he hauls it in. Sprinting to his left, the down east center fielder lunges forward in the alleyway and takes a hit away on a fly ball from John Garcia.
He's a lot of fun to watch out in center field. I remember in the series in Kinston earlier in the year back in May where he had to run down a couple of balls in the gap. I mean, full extension committed to that. Great diving catch.
And it's Sandra Gastone taking strike one, so very quick couple of outs for DJ McCarty on just a couple of pitches. And that'll be a nice change for him after he had to face six batters in the last inning. But Sandra Gastone will extend the sixth. He pulls a line drive out along the left field line, and it'll go down as the first hit for the Fayetteville DH. Gastone to 1-for-3. That is base hit number 5 in the game tonight for the Woodpeckers. They've all been singles. Let's see what Leo Stani Molina can do in the 9 spot. A pop out and a ground out to third today for the Woodpeckers shortstop. And the first pitch, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball off the plate, low and away. This will be pitch number 40 here for DJ McCarty. Been working since the 4th. And he delivers a strike on another heater, 1-1. Leo Molina up to 24 RBIs on the year after his 2-home-run game on Sunday. Gastone off of first, buckling that sliding mitt. He's caught off of the bag, a swipe tag off a snap throw, and Gastone is safe. It looked like he got the tag in. The throw certainly arrived before Gastone, and Michael Corbett, who's already been the center of controversy in Fayetteville's dugout, now is going to draw an argument out of the Down East manager, Carlos Maldonado.
I'll tell you what, Chappie, the throw beat Gastone by a mile. The tag was swiped across. I don't think there's any way that Pena missed the tag either. Just from optics up here, I mean, we're further away, of course, than Corbett is on the field, but I think the Wood Ducks have a legitimate gripe.
Well, I'm not sure what Gastone was doing. He took a huge secondary lead. I mean, he was 20 feet off the bag, and he was just begging Mueller to throw down. I mean, that was a huge mistake as a base runner by Gastone, and he was kind of buckling the mitt at the same time all in the whole process of that. And he's fortunate to still be on first. 1-2 with two outs. Molina ready. He swings and lines it up the middle, but right to the glove of Cheney playing behind second base, and that's the final out. So Gastone singles, he's left stranded. And we go to the seventh with the Woodpeckers up by a run. 2-1 the score on a Tuesday night in downtown Fayetteville.
Dave Serena. Master Sergeant retired Serena was born in New Jersey in June of 1939. He enlisted in the Marine Corps at the age of 17, then served in the U.S. Army, and finally retired after serving in the Air Force. Papa is a highly decorated veteran that served 2 tours in Vietnam and was additionally stationed in Guam, Thailand, and the Philippines. In his free time, he is an avid beekeeper, garden maintainer, and a fixer of all things. Fans, let's give a huge thank you for your service to retired Master Sergeant David Papa Serena.
Mr. Red, white, and blue, for these stars and stripes, hey. From the fields of Indiana to the swamps of
Bobcat of Fayetteville is the official sponsor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Field Crew. Visit Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville.
purple heartbeat won't stop. And his 18th birthday was the day he was born.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Nodal. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the
Woodpeckers. Welcome back. It is the seventh inning. Jose Nodal back out to work, and let's send it over to Colin for the play-by-play.
Thank you, Chappie. Fastball to Connor Piotto. Misses down and outside. It was a 28-pitch sixth inning from Nodal, but he managed to only give up the one run, and Piotto rips one through the right side of the infield, a leadoff single. Rounds first hard, but he will retreat, moves to 1-for-3 on the day. That is the third hit of the ball game now for the Wood Ducks. Pardon me, make that four hits. And here comes Glader Figueroa. I think it actually is three hits, but regardless, tying run is aboard for the Woodies. Figueroa 0-for-2, two strikeouts. Fastball outside. Garcia has to lunge to keep it in front of him. Jackson Lofton scoring both runs in this game for Fayetteville. Fastball just outside. Ironically enough, in the 18-run performance on Sunday, Lofton, the leadoff man, the only one who did not score any runs in that ball game. And here he is carrying the load offensively in that department today for the Woodpeckers. A jam shot fouled back. Garcia might have a chance on this. He jumps into the netting and makes the catch. John Garcia needed every inch of dirt on that warning track, and he leaps up and makes an athletic grab to retire Figueroa, one away. I thought there was no chance that he would be able to get that ball before it glanced off the netting. But Garcia, with a big-time play, one down for Anthony Gutierrez. First pitch, fastball from Nadal, in for a strike. P2 on the scorecard doesn't do it justice.
No, well, a lot of opposing catchers, you know, they get a little timid up against that net when they come here to Segra for the first time. It feels like you're going to go right into the stands. But Garcia's been here enough to where he knows he has that kind of, he can lean into that net a little bit with how tense it is. And he made a great play.
0-2 on Gutierrez, and he has the benefit. There's not really much of a wall that he has to worry about as far as his lower leg, so he can really jump into it carefree as Nadal picks up his third strikeout, gets Gutierrez on three pitches, who now has a hat trick. Three strikeout swingings for him. Two away, Piotto still at first, Yency Pena coming in. And it's just a very small, short, concrete block, almost a curb around the outside of the home plate area in the backstop. You do have the pitch clock that juts out, but Garcia knew he was just to the outside of it and made a spectacular catch that looms large in this inning. Good off-speed from Nodal, and it's 1-1 on Pena, who is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a lineout. He was the last batter that Luis Angel Rodriguez faced, and he hit one sharply out to McGowan and left. Good stop from Garcia. Two balls and a strike. First of six games this week, and a quick turnaround tomorrow, 11:05, first pitch between the Wood Ducks and the Woodpeckers. It is summer camp day at Segra. Breaking ball, grounded foul towards the down east dugout. Right-hander Tyler Guilfoyle, who has been in a rhythm over the last several weeks, gets the ball for Fayetteville, opposite one of the top arms in the Rangers system, right-hander Aiden Curry, has a 2.41 earned run average on the year. Piotto leads off first, the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball close, but it's laid off for ball three. A Dahl was looking for that low and outside corner. Might have grazed it, but either way, 50-50 pitch and a good take from Pena. Zion Banister, who has reached base twice so far, waits on deck. Runner on the move. Curveball hit a ton out to left field. McGowan jogs back. That ball is off the wall, and McGowan will pick it up and fire it in. Piotta will score all the way from first base. We have a tie ball game at Segra. An RBI double from Yency Pena. It is 2-2 here in the seventh. Nearly had himself a go-ahead two-run home run, but that ball hit high off the wall and left.
Yeah, and it was just a pitch, Colin, that you'd like to have a little bit more in against a right-handed batter. Or you got to go back door with it, keep it to the outside. It was just a pitch that kind of cut into a hittable spot where Banister could turn and burn on it. Ripped it 104 off of the bat. Adol luckily went for just one.
So chance now for Banister. The go-ahead run at second in Pena. And he swings at the first pitch, grounds it to third. Picked by Whitaker, his throw to Encarnacion beats him to the bag. Side retired, but not before. An RBI double from Yency Pena pulls the Wood Ducks even. Brand new ball game going into the seventh inning stretch at Segra. Catch the conclusion right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. All right, fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get up on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And we're going to sing it loud. Sing a little louder. Cracker Jacks. So it's Root Peckers. Sing it loud. At the old, atta boy, Peckers, atta boy.
There's a place you can go, I said, young man. When you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for your men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, DJ McCarty. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, this center fielder, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Top of the order for Fayetteville in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 our score. Jackson Lofton, who has reached base three times, takes strike one from DJ McCarty, who has been great in relief so far for the Down East Wood Ducks. A foul tip, and Lofton will call for time with count 0-2 on him. McCarty give up a run in that fifth inning on a sacrifice fly from Luis Encarnacion. But that has been it. He surrendered four hits, has pitched around him pretty well, and he delivers an 0-2. Breaking ball just high. Lofton, a walk in the first. He stole a single season record 37th base before 38 and then 39 all at one trip around the bases. A grounder hit slowly to third. Ends up being a close play at the bag, but a strong throw from Figueroa beats Lofton for the first out. First time he's been retired. A 5-3 put out. Lofton prior to that and also had two hits in his last two trips and has scored both runs. Now it's Luis Baez. Strikeout, a walk, and a single so far for Baez in just his second game in this ballpark. Curveball misses outside. He made his debut right before Fayetteville went on the road to Lynchburg and had a pair of doubles, both out to center field. Baez, chopper up the middle, charging hard. Villarroel, his throw, and it's in time. So a couple of ground balls to the left side of the down east infield, and a couple of nice plays give McCarty a quick first two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Now they'll bring up Tyler Whitaker, 0-2 with a walk. First pitch to Whit is a slider just outside. It's the first of two home series for Fayetteville over the next 2 weeks, but it's effectively 13 games being played over those 2 weeks. A ground ball to short. This should do it in the inning. Villarroel with a high throw nearly pulls Pena off the bag, but he gets that right toe on in time. Three groundouts induced by DJ McCarty, and he pitches a perfect bottom of the seventh. We're on to the eighth. 2-2 our score at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hello! Take it away, T-Bright.
All right, let's get it, Caleb. Caleb is going into his junior year over at Overhills High School. Congratulations, my dude. He turned 16 on Thursday, so we're going to do this for your birthday, all right? You ready? Here we go. You got to tell us whether the item that is shown is high or below the price. So this hat here, is that above or below $20? What do you think? What do you guys think? It's saying above.
That's above.
You think that cap is above 20? He said, I cinched it in there. It's above. All right, you was right. All right, here we go. What about this nice Peckers t-shirt for $25? You think you can get that below or above?
Below.
All right, he's saying below. Is he right? Yeah. Okay, Caleb, that's 2-2. Let's see what you got here. All right, this jersey right here. You think this jersey goes for $90? Is that above or below?
Below.
He's saying below. Is he right? Yeah? Okay, let's see. Is he right? Okay. I know that's right. He's been in that store. He knows. Give it up for Caleb and happy early birthday. Thank you. You're welcome.
Corona vibes bursting with tropical flavors. It's a match made in hard seltzer paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors of the fine life.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Nodal.
Well, we've got a good one here in the series opener between the Down East Wood Ducks and Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the eighth, 2-2 the score. And to take us through the conclusion on the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. There's been quite a few close games played of recent between these two clubs leading into tonight. And again, we have another tight one as Nadal misses up and outside to the right-handed hitter, Eric Alvarez, and it is 1-1. It was a 4-1 loss for Fayetteville the last time these two clubs squared off on May 21st, but then prior to that, a couple of seven-inning games that were one-run contests, 2-1 Fayetteville a winner, and then 4-3 a loss. So tonight, third time in four games where you have a ball game tied or separated by just one run. Nadal missed outside with a slider, and he falls behind Eric Alvarez 3-1, and the walks are magnified now for Nadal if he gives up any of those free base runners. Here comes his 3-1 pitch, and he missed down and in with another breaking ball. So Nadal tried to overcorrect after he missed outside, and then he goes inside on Alvarez, and leadoff man aboard. All three innings now with Nadal on the mound. Down East has put the leadoff hitter on. Air, single, and now a walk.
And Alvarez already has a stolen base in this ball game, so he's not afraid to run, especially with no outs. We'll see if the Wood Ducks want to get a little aggressive with their top third of the order, 0-8 today.
The batter is Griffin Chaney. Right at the top of things, fourth time through now for the Down East lineup card. And ball one, fastball misses inside, 1-0. And Moeller on deck, he'll get a chance in the inning as well. Here's a pop fly right side of the diamond. Ricardo below scoots underneath it and makes the catch. Routine pop fly out for number one of the eighth. And it'll bring up Ian Moeller. Top of the order has not done much damage yet today. Chaney now 0-4. Moeller is 0-2. You have Villarreal hitless in the hole, so Nadal going to want to go right after these guys. It's been the bottom three of the order who have actually been the most productive today, picking up three of the Down East five hits. Middle infield double play depth as Nadal peers over to first. Offers up a low changeup to Mueller, and it's 1-0. Mueller, as mentioned, is hitless, 0-for-2, fly out to left, along with a strikeout, and he has reached on a walk. The only runner, to reach with a walk against Rodriguez was Mueller. Here's the 1-0, and it misses inside. Two balls and no strikes on Ian Mueller, just a 176 hitter on the season. A former fourth-round draft pick going back to 2021. Two balls, no strikes as Nadal peers over and pitches. And a good slider in the zone pops out of Garcia's mitt out in front of home plate. But dropping that baseball didn't affect the call. 2-1, you have the Charleston River Dogs tonight in the Carolina League winning 3-1 over Augusta in the bottom of the fourth. They're the first place team. Really good second half for them, 16-8 over their first 24. 2-1 pitch, Mueller socks a liner out to left, and McGowan drifts over to his right, and he's got it at the shoulders. Mueller the second out of the inning, and a good bounce back here for Nadal after walking the leadoff hitter. He has two quick outs thereafter, and Miguel Villarreal coming up.
Might not be the fastest guy out there in left field, Garrett McGowan, but I swear every single fly ball out to him, he seems to get a great jump on the ball.
First pitch home, a swing and a miss. John Garcia came up to snap a throw and then kind of pulled up on it, almost like his shoulder gave out on him. Kind of whips around that right arm, and fortunately Garcia seems to be okay, so nothing there. Villarreal in an 0-1 count. And Alvarez took a big secondary lead. That's what Garcia was looking at. Now a breaking ball pulled over to short. Molina has it, goes the short route to second. It is fielded by Below, and the inning is over. After a leadoff walk, Jose Nadal gets three quick outs against the top of the order, and our tie ball game is going to the bottom of the eighth, tied up at two on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the Kiss Cam.
Sooner or later, time's gonna take it.
Kiss Cam.
This ain't nothing like
Kiss Cam.
But they ain't seen us together.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
Just a t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million of
Kiss Cam.
That I could look at my whole life.
Kiss Cam.
That makes a man have second thoughts. Maybe
Kiss Cam. Today, huh?
Pimp station.
Kiss Cam.
Blue jeans after years of shift work. All fade.
Kiss Cam.
Always knew they would. The strings on this guitar. The first love lost on a young heart. Those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Cause the new wears off and they get to get.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, DJ McCarty. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Tied up at two in the home eighth inning, Luis Encarnacion leads off against DJ McCarty. And the first pitch of the inning, ripped on a line out in the left field for a base hit. And the leadoff man is aboard. Go ahead, run on. One pitch, and Encarnacion comes up with his first base hit of the day. He goes to 1-for-3. He already had an RBI that made it a 2-0 game back in the fifth inning. An important run right now for the Woodpeckers. And now he represents the go-ahead run. And Ricardo Below, the switch hitter, up into the left side. A walk and a single, a part of his day. Been on twice. First pitch. Up the middle, on the ground, backhanded by Chaney. Flips out of the glove to second for one. Throw to first offline. Below is on, but the leading runner, Encarnacion, forced out. A great play by the down east second baseman, Griffin Chaney.
Yeah, just tremendous range, and he knew he had to hustle to get that ball over to second base to get Encarnacio. Not even enough time to get it to his bare hand. He just flipped it up with the glove. Got probably a little bit more loft on it than he would have liked, but Villarroel in perfect position to snatch it, and they get the sure out and get the lead runner.
So now McGowan hitting the first pitch deep, but foul way off to the right and onto the roof of Bagwell's Burgers for strike one.
106 off the bat.
And McGowan has some of the more eye-popping exit velocities when he barrels one up on this Fayetteville team. League-wide, I would even say. Slider on the outside looked a little too outside, but strike two called on McGowan. A grand slam on Sunday, early in the game. Does he have one in him late tonight? Not a grand slam, of course, but maybe a two-run shot. McGowan 0 for 3 today. Flied out to deep center as last time. He's also struck out, popped out to second base. 55th pitch of the night for McCarty is an 0-2, and it strikes out McGowan swinging. A slider had him out in front, and McGowan's been prone to that breaking ball a little bit, getting him to go early. And now it's John Garcia batting with two outs, and the go-ahead run down at first in below. Not a lot of swing and miss tonight for Fayetteville. They've only struck out a combined five times, and three of those were in the first inning.
It's been a trend over the last couple of games, too, for the Woodpeckers.
Garcia, he attacks the first one, kicks awkwardly off the side of the mound, but stays true up the middle. And Cheney, the second baseman field, stomps on second. The inning is over on another fielder's choice. And after the leadoff single, nothing doing. We're going to the ninth inning, all level, 2-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Friday for Wizards and Magic Night with the Woodpeckers. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will get to choose their favorite Wizard jersey. This Saturday is Star Wars night. Your Woodpeckers will be wearing specialty Darth Maul jerseys and hanging out with characters from the Star Wars franchise. The first 1,000 fans will receive a The Future Is Here t-shirt. Ask how you can see the World Series trophy up close and personal with our VIP experience at the guest services table on the concourse. To round out this blockbuster weekend, on Sunday is Houston Astros Day. Celebrate former Fayetteville Woodpecker and World Series MVP Jeremy Pena with a Pena bobblehead giveaway. Grab your tickets today and secure your chance to see the Astros 2022 World Series trophy before it's gone.
Your Wyndham is waiting. When bucket lists need checking, points need redeeming, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Nodal. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Wood Ducks, the designated hitter, number 23, Connor Piotto.
Top of the ninth inning, and we are tied 2-2. Been tied since the top of the seventh. Jose Nodal squares off against the lefty DH, Connor Piotto. And he sprays away the first pitch. Foul. It is 0-1. Woodpeckers scored early. Run in the first, run in the fifth, and then down east against Nodal. Got one back in the sixth. Leveled it up in the seventh. Slider missed up and inside. And it's 1-1. Nadal's been working since the sixth inning behind the starter, Luis Angel Rodriguez. Won't factor into the decision tonight. 1-1 outside. 2-1 on Piotto. Gave up the runs, but then is coming off his first scoreless frame tonight. He worked around a leadoff walk in the eighth. And now the 2-1 against the down east cleanup hitter. It is high and inside. Piotto does have a single today. He scored that game-tying run in the seventh off the Yancy Pena double. Nadal trying to avoid putting the leadoff hitter on for a fourth straight inning as Piotto pops this up, slicing along left field side foul territory, and into the stands it goes.
And Piotto, a guy who's had a ton of success against Fayetteville this year. You go all the way back to April 29th here at Segra Stadium. Did a 3-for-4 performance with three doubles and two RBIs.
Casey Ford is starting to warm up out there in the Fayetteville bullpen as Piotto swings and socks it out into center. Jackson Lofton, Ford, drifting over to his right and making the grab in the alleyway for out number one. So Jose Nadal, after falling behind, wins the battle. First time he has set down a Down East leadoff hitter tonight. Good way to set the tone. And now Glader Figueroa up to the dish. The left-handed hitting third baseman tonight, 0-for-3. But their home run leader currently with his 8 bombs. And first pitch slider drops in, strike one.
Slider's been terrific tonight for Nadal. He's located extremely well.
0-1 is another strike. That was an odd sequence where Figueroa, he started to step away from the plate almost as that pitch came in. The train was blowing the horn while that pitch came home. I wonder if that maybe distracted him a little bit. Here comes the nothing and two. And he swings and pulls it on the ground. Down to an Encarnacion at first. Fields behind the bag, strolls over, stomps on top. And there are two gone. Fly out, ground out. Anthony Gutierrez getting ready to bat. When the Woodpeckers come to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be Sandro Gaston, Leo Molina, and then Jackson Lofton. It's been the story of today's game with his record-breaking stolen base, his stolen bag of home, and scoring both of the Fayetteville runs. Anthony Gutierrez ready. First pitch off the plate, outside, 1-0. Gutierrez with nothing going today, 0-for-3, three strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. He looks at a slider. Pretty well placed, but just a little inside. Two balls and no strikes. Below towards the middle, Encarnacion off the line at first. The 2-0. Slider, and he corrected the spot. It's a strike right on the outside edge. 2-1. Jose Nadal working with a pretty similar pace to Rodriguez and what he had early in the game, using about half of that pitch clock. It's led to a lot of strikeouts today for Woodpeckers pitching, trying to toy with the timing. 10 strikeouts to just 2 walks. Here comes the 3-1 home, and a bouncer over to the third base side, played on a couple of skips by Whitaker. Low throw to first is dug out by Enka, and it's in time to get Gutierrez for the final out. The corners connect. And it's a 1-2-3 ninth for Jose Nadal. Pressure pitching. And he comes up with a big zero as we go bottom nine. Tied up 2-2 when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
This Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 31, Wyatt Sparks.
Familia, pero no mal me viento. Oh, oh, oh.
leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 47, Sandro Gaston.
So here we go, bottom of the ninth inning. Sandro Gaston leading off, hitting a deep fly out towards left, hooking towards the pole. It is foul. Sandro Gaston had plenty of distance behind that one and didn't miss a walk-off home run by much. Gaston crushing one to left, but started just a little bit early. This game will remain tied 2-2 as Wyatt Sparks takes over out of the Down East bullpen. Sparks this year with the Wood Ducks 4-0 with a 1.75 ERA. Chopper hit off to the left side. Figueroa, the third baseman, has it. Long throw to first and a backhand near the dirt by Pena for the first out. Sandro Gaston. See if we can get a reading on that foul ball for you from that last swing. But it was a 372-foot foul ball that had home run distance, but Gaston ultimately grounds out. Here's Leo Molina. He swings, breaks the bat. Roller that skips off of the mound. Chaney plays near second and throws over to first to get Leo. So two up, two down very quick, and here comes Jackson Lofton in this 2-2 tie game. Lofton has reached three times. He's stolen three bases and scored both of Fanville's runs. He's been the offensive MVP of the night. And let's see what he can do here with two outs, ninth inning. Game on the line. First pitch from Sparks. A fastball a little low. Wyatt Sparks this year with the Wood Ducks, along with his great 1.75 ERA in 12 games, with 22 strikeouts over 26 and a third innings. Lofton takes low again. It's 2-0. Only five earned runs allowed. He has given up a pair of home runs, but limited the walks to just seven. 2-1 coming in, and Lofton takes a fastball on the outside corner. That pitch delivered at 92 miles an hour. Woodpeckers have not walked off yet in 2023, and Lofton swings, spoils it off. He did take a hack at the 2-1. And it's an even count on Lofton. Really, if you're Lofton, just try and get on base. That's the goal right now. And then you have the gap-to-gap ability of Baez on deck. Lofton swings and hits the ball well right center field. It's towards the track, and it is cut off by Bannister. He makes the catch right in front of the 357-foot marker. Lofton falls short, and it's a 1-2-3 inning in the ninth to send us to extras. Well, we started an hour early tonight. What's a little bit of 10th inning baseball? We haven't been home for a while. The fans love to see it, and we're back in a moment, level at two.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 55, Big Casey Ford.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run, 'cause wouldn't you
leading off at second base for the Wood Ducks, center fielder number 13, Anthony Gutierrez. Now batting, the first baseman.
The batter is Yancy Pena, leading off extra innings tonight in Fayetteville. Tied up at two, here's the pitch by a new Fayetteville right-hander, Casey Ford, and he drops in a breaking ball to Pena. It is 0-1. Free runner Anthony Gutierrez down at second base, starting the extra inning frame. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Down East. Two runs, six hits, and one error for the Woodpeckers. Casey Ford at the chest, looks down to second, picks up the leg, and spins around to check up on the runner. Ford entering tonight 0-1 with a 1.98 ERA. 11 games and three saves and three opportunities. 13 and two-thirds innings this year at 26 strikeouts and eight walks. The 0-1, a wave and a foul tip in and out of the mitt of Garcia. Last time we saw Casey Ford, it was on the road in Lynchburg, and that was the night that the Hillcats were able to walk off. Ford gave up the game-winning run and suffered his first losing decision of the year. He still didn't have a win, though. Nothing in two as Ford checks second, delivers, and missed way up high with a fastball at 95. Ford brings the heat, and he'll use that fastball to pick up a lot of strikeouts, as we gave you the numbers there. Really a dominating season for him in the Carolina League, and what's his third stint now with Fayetteville dating back to 2021. 1-2 pitch home, slider outside, and an easy take on for Pena. Big double off of the wall for Pena back in the seventh inning. That tied up this game 2-2. We've been level since. He drove home Connor Piotto on that swing. It was a line drive that hit the middle of the left field wall on the fly. Almost got out of here. 2-2 pitch. He looks at strike three on the low inside corner. Casey Ford dots a fastball at 92 miles an hour. Knee level, and Pena strikes out for the first of the 10th.
He didn't like that call, but you can't make a better pitch than what Casey Ford just did right there. Fastball right at the knees. That's a tough one to swing at if you're a hitter, but with two strikes, you got to protect, and Pena just on the wrong side of that one. Huge out number one.
Now it is Zion Banister, and the first pitch on the way is low. One ball and no strikes on Banister. He's reached on a single and an error. He's 1-for-3. He's also grounded out to third. Gutierrez walking off of the second base bag. The free runner in this 10th inning. 1-0. The kick and the offer. A late swing on a 95-mile-per-hour pitch. And Casey Ford blowing it by these Down East bats right now. They're going to have to prove that they can time up that fastball. Otherwise, Ford might just keep on going to it. 1-1 on Banister. And Ford looking down to second, delivering. And a fly ball out to center field. Fairly deep for Lofton, but he was playing deep. Makes the catch in front of the track. Gutierrez tags and gets to third ahead of the throw. A fly ball advances that runner 90 feet away, but they're going to throw down to second base to try and appeal that the runner left early. Below stomps on second, and Michael Corbett calls the runner safe. It was John Garcia that initiated that appeal. Garcia behind the plate thought maybe the runner left early, but not the case.
Some loud contact off the bat of Banister, but ultimately just an extra 90 feet for the runner. Gutierrez with two outs. You're still focusing on the batter if you're Ford.
Yeah, Eric Alvarez into the right side. Ground ball toward second base. It is scooped by below and the throw to first in time. Casey Ford puts up a zero in the 10th. And the Woodpeckers, who have not walked off at home yet this year, do not have a win in extra innings this year, will have a chance for both when we come back. 2-2, bottom 10, next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV.
What's your pick? Which one is it? On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Wyatt Sparks. Starting off at second base for the Woodpeckers, number 22, Jackson Lofton. Leading off the bottom of the 10th.
Well, the stage is set for the bottom of the 10th. The Woodpeckers looking for their first extra inning win this year, their first walk-off victory. Tied 2-2. Their stolen base leader, Jackson Lofton, who set the record earlier today, starting at second base, and one of their young prospects in Luis Baez at the plate. Wyatt Sparks pitches, and Baez, with a big swing, cuts through a slider. It is 0-1. Trying to take the upper hand in this series and follow up quickly tomorrow with an 11:05 start time. Keep in mind, we'll be with you early in the day tomorrow. Led to our hour early start today. Sun is still not fully set. Still some light blue skies above our heads. And Luis Baez is ready. Here's the spin and a throw down to second base, but a balk by Corbett. A balk by Sparks, rather, called by Corbett. Sparks came back down on the rubber after he picked up his leg. He got a little crossed up, and that did look like a balk. Jackson Lofton will be advanced down to third, and now a wild pitch, sack fly. Multiple things can win this game. Down East plays the entire infield in. Baez ready, and here's the 0-1. He swings and hits a high fly. Way back to right. Way back, Bannister to the track. Looks up, it's over his head, and it's to the base of the wall. Lofton scores, and Baez walks it off. He gets dunked with the Gatorade cooler near the mound. The Woodpeckers have walked off their first game of the season. 3-2 the final, and a winner over Down East. Bannister was in the base of the wall. It just barely got over his head. Catch made or not, it would have been Lofton with plenty of room to tag. And Lofton ends up scoring all three runs for the Woodpeckers today. Luis Baez, with his seventh double of the year, has won it in Fayetteville's return home, and what a way to kick off this 13-game homestand. I got a feeling Colin Casey is going to want to talk to the guy today that set the record with his three stolen bases, number 37, 38, 39. Stole home plate earlier in the game, scored all three runs today for the Woodpeckers, and it was Baez that gets the job done as Fayetteville wins their first extra inning game of the year. 1-6 in extras, but this one feels awful sweet. And they've also got that first walk-off of the season in front of this crowd. Let's send it down to field level with Colin and Jackson Lofton.
And well, he can't script it any better for the Woodpeckers tonight. Luis Baez with the walk-off single scores Jackson Lofton. He scores all three runs. That's just part of the story of what he's accomplished today. Jackson, let's go all the way back to the first inning. You steal second base and you break the record of Miles Straw. Most stolen bases in a single season in Fayetteville Woodpeckers franchise history. What was going through your mind when you were standing out there on second?
It's a pretty cool deal. Miles Straw, obviously a big leaguer, so anytime you can break a big leaguer's record, hey, it's a pretty cool deal.
I warned you a little bit too late. That was a lot better than the one they threw on Luis's head, I'm sure. But but moments later after that, you steal third base, and then you catch the pitcher sleeping. You end up swiping home. Have you ever stolen home before in your career prior to tonight?
No, that's my first time. Pretty cool. I was pretty excited about it. I was telling Mazo. That was my first time. He's like, well, I'm glad you did it then. So, yeah, it was fun.
And, of course, you're the one who's on base in the 10th. And pitcher made it a little bit easier for you. The balk moves you up to third base. And how about Luis Baez, what he's brought to the table here? A walk-off, of course, down into the right field corner. Nearly ended up with a home run, but had to be pretty easy to be standing out there on third knowing he was the one coming to the plate.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's 19 years old. He rakes. Moment's never too big for him. He's cool as a cucumber the whole time. So, yeah, he's a stud.
History tonight for Jackson Lofton. Most steals in a single season in Woodpeckers history. And the first walk-off of the year for Fayetteville. 3-2 the final. Jackson and I are going to go dry off a little bit. Congrats again on the record, Jackson. And, Chappie, we'll send it back up to you in the booth.
All right, thanks, Colin. I think you need to grab a towel yourself. Way to stand in there and take it like a champ. And a well-deserved Gatorade bath by Jackson Lofton. As, again, he's our player of the game tonight with his 3 runs scored, his 3 stolen bases, and his guys down there in the dugout cheering him on. A well-deserved victory tonight for Fayetteville. Their first extra inning win of the season, along with their first walk-off victory of the year. Lofton scores. Luis Baez, who's been nothing short of fantastic since his arrival to the club, the walk-off double. His 7th double already with Fayetteville, and tonight a game winner. He's been awful special at just 19 years old, taking on pitching in this league head-on. So the Woodpeckers have a lead in this series going into tomorrow. If you have nothing to do or maybe just want to call in sick or something, we'll be playing baseball out here at 11:05 tomorrow. Daytime game at Segres Stadium, 11:05 first pitch, and on the mound for the Woodpeckers tomorrow, right-hander Tyler Guilfoyle coming off of 5 really good innings his last time out. 3-1 record, 2.31 ERA. He's been one of the best arms for Fayetteville this year. Opposite him, a right-hander in Aiden Curry, 5-2 with a 2.41 ERA. So come on out. It's summer camp day. We'll have some kids in the ballpark as well. And if you're looking to keep the kids busy during summer vacation, we have Woodpeckers baseball starting with you early in the morning. Colin and I will be with you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB first pitch app, Bally Live and MILB.TV as well if you're not able to make it out to the park. Back to our normal start time of 7:05 beginning on Thursday night and then up through the weekend. Great way to start out 13 straight games at home. The Woodpeckers with a 3-2 walk-off victory. We'll see if they can take some of that momentum to take a 2-game lead in the series come tomorrow. Thanks for being with us tonight, everybody. Drive home safely, and we'll see you tomorrow out at Segres Stadium. Good night from the broadcast booth.
You showed your tongue and it was forked in two. Your venom was lethal. I almost believed you. Yeah, you prayed on my every mistake. Waited on me to pray. Held me under hope and I would drown. Like a plague, I was racing away. Trying to find my way out. Find my way out. And it finally came the day I stopped giving my heart away. For heaven's sake, my bones will break. But you never.
What you need.
Cause if you wanna, gotta know what you need, well, then I'm your man. And if I listen, I can hear you through my radio. In that bright white voice, what I've been missing in my life, what I've been dreaming of. You'll be that girl, you'll be that girl, you'll be
everything you want, so let me get up there. I'm the baddest baby in the atmosphere. Tell me what to do, so we can do just what you like. Everything you know, I'm flipping upside down. Take your hunger, what you know. Standing